You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin the bulletin with top news at this hour. Amid high inflation, India's economic recovery is faltering, a Bloomberg report said today. India's economic activity showed early signs of cooling off in June as acute price pressures, rising interest rates, and a falling rupee dampened sentiment after a strong showing the previous month. Softer increases in factory orders dragged the manufacturing sector, pushing the needle on a dial measuring so-called animal spirits back to 5 from 6 earlier. The gauge, based on 8 high-frequency indicators compiled by Bloomberg News, uses a 3-month weighted average to smooth out volatility. A move to left signifies a loss of momentum. Pent-up consumption had powered revival in Asia's third-largest economy, but rising prices due in part to the war in Ukraine and supply disruptions thwarted the nascent recovery. The Reserve Bank of India raised rates by 90 basis points in 2 moves to temper price gains and is scheduled to hold its next review from August 2nd to 4th. Meanwhile, global fund managers are pessimistic about economic growth and corporate profits, slashing equity allocation to a new low since the Lehman crisis while raising cash levels. Bank of America's fund manager survey showed, July BOFA fund manager survey shows a dire level of investor pessimism, expectations for global growth and profits all-time lows, cash levels highest since 9/11, equity allocation lowest since Lehman crisis, BOFA said. Bears have been in control of global stock markets so far this year, where the Dow Jones has fallen 13%. Sensex and Nifty are down around 6% each. Moving on to today's stock market movement, bulls managed to come out on top in a highly volatile session on Thursday. Benchmark indices ended higher for 5th day in a row, with Nifty settling above 16,600. At close, the Sensex was up 284.42 points, or 0.51%, or 55,681.95, and the Nifty was up 84.50 points, or 0.51%, at 16,605.30. On the sectoral front, except pharma, all indices ended in the green, with PSU Bank, oil and gas, power and capital goods indices rose 1-2%. In broader markets, BSE Midcap Index added 1.2% and Small Cap Index jumped 0.9%. According to analysts, market volatility is likely to remain high in near term, with index heavyweights like Reliance, Ultratech, LIC, Infosys announcing their Q1 earnings. Investors should focus on buying quality stocks on dips, they said. Now here is latest on the rupee. The rupee recovered from its all-time low of 80.06 to close 20 paise higher at 79.85 against the US dollar on Thursday, following overall weakness in crude oil prices and fresh foreign fund inflows. At the interbank forex market, the local unit opened lower at 80.03 against the greenback and fell further to an intraday low of 80.06. The local unit recouped losses later and settled at 79.85, registering a rise of 20 paise over its previous close. On Wednesday, the rupee for the first time settled below the 80 level against the US currency due to strong dollar demand from importers and fiscal slippage concerns. In other news, diversified conglomerate ITC Limited will spearhead ITC Mars Super App to boost its agricultural business, an official said on Thursday. ITC CMD Sanjeev Puri told a virtual news conference that the Super App will empower farmers by providing them with access to modern tools, right quality of inputs at right prices, besides market and financial linkages. He said with farmers having fragmented holdings of land, the app will aggregate them, adding that presently the company has started with 200 farmers producing organizations involving 40,000 farmers. Time for some overseas update. British and Dutch gas prices fell on Thursday as physical flows through Russia's biggest gas pipeline to Germany resumed after 10 days of planned maintenance, and the flows from Norway to the UK picked up. The British day-ahead contract fell by 143 pence to 125 pence per therm by 10:10 GM, while the within-the-day contract was down by 128 pence to 120 pence per therm. Prices eased due to the restart of the Nord Stream 1 gas pipeline after annual maintenance. The pipeline accounts for more than a third of Russian gas exports to the European Union. And finally, technology giant Microsoft India has emerged as the country's most attractive employer brand, while Mercedes-Benz India climbed up the rankings to emerge as the first runner-up, followed by e-commerce giant Amazon India, says a survey. According to Randstad Employer Brand Research 2022, Microsoft India scored very high on financial health, strong reputation, and attractive salary and benefits, the top three employee value proposition drivers for the organization. The 10 most attractive employer brands in India for 2022 include Hewlett-Packard at 4th place, Infosys at the 5th, Wipro at the 6th, TCS at the 7th spot. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.